All right, these are glow sticks, and it's going to be our children's story for today. All right. Don't break it just yet. Hey. All right. William, I saw you already broke it. All right, here's another one. Okay, don't break it just yet, okay? All right. So, who knows how this works? Anyone know how this works? Yes, Ellie.
You have to break it and then it lights up.
That's right. Do you know why you have to break that? Because if you look carefully, you can't see it, but inside is another little case inside, and it's made out of glass, right? So on the outside, there's one type of liquid, and the inside, there's another type of liquid. Are they the same? They're not. And as long as those two liquids don't mix, this glow stick will never light up. Did you know that? Hello? Are you distracted for the glow sticks? Okay, so we're gonna break it in a second. So, you know what happens when you break it? The two liquids, what happened to the two liquids? They mix, all right? So go ahead and break your glow sticks right now, all right? And if you shake it, it mixes the liquid faster. All right. Could you, Gavin, could you turn off the light for one second? All of it, if you can. So, do you see how it's glowing in the dark? Who didn't get one? Did anyone not get one? All right. Yeah, it's glowing in the dark, right? Yeah. So, do you know the Bible says, all eyes up here now, okay. You know what the Bible says? That you are the light of the world. Does that mean that, tell me here, someone, does anyone here glow in the dark? Your skin, does it glow in the dark? If you have a lampshade, maybe. Without a lampshade. Does anyone have like a flashlight for eyes, so when you open your eyes, like flashlight comes out? No, then how are you the light of the world? Did you ever ask that? Yes. Oh, that one's working. It's working. So I'm gonna tell you how you are the light of the world. You know how these two liquids, what's the only way this thing lights up? If the two liquids mix together, right? Do you think you can be the light of the world without Jesus? No, it's impossible. It's only when Jesus comes into your life and he becomes a part of your life, you become the light of the world. But do you know what it means to be light of the world? One of the light is that when you share the love of Jesus, is that a light about who Jesus is? Yes or no? Yes? No? Maybe so?
Yes.
All right. How about showing kindness? Is that being a light about Jesus? How about being merciful? How about teaching and sharing God's word? How about praying for people? Yes. How about worship? Yes. All these things, you are being a light of light for Jesus. But remember, you can never be a light by yourself. What must happen? Jesus must enter your life, right? In a way, Jesus has to mix into your life. Then you become the light of Jesus, all right? So I'm going to let you guys go at this point. Don't bother your parents with this until after church. So who wants to pray for us?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this Sabbath that you let us all be here, all be happy today. Whoever is sick at their homes or just doesn't believe in you, please help them to know more about you. And please help us to be good today. Help us to listen to the sermon. And please help us to be good. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, kids, go be the light of the world, okay? Be a light for Jesus.